Minimum wage workers in a tiny suburb of Seattle may soon get a big pay raise, a big raise, if voters approve a controversial ballot initiative there next month. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
This is SeaTac. It's a smallish suburb halfway between Seattle and Tacoma, hence the name, and it's the site of the international airport. Tucked behind the long-term parking lots is a low-rise apartment building that's home to some of the airport's workers. People like Ahmed Jama.
Currently, I'm a dispatcher for a wheelchair company, and my second job is I push wheelchairs for another wheelchair company.
He earns an average of about $10 an hour. But if SeaTac voters approve an initiative called Proposition 1 next month, his pay may jump to $15, plus sick leave. Jama's all for it.
I'm working anywhere between 13 to 16 hours a day, 4 to 5 times a week, just in order to cover my bills. If this were to be passed, it would allow me just to work one job, pursue my dream of finishing my education, and better overall quality of life, basically.
$15 would not be the universal minimum wage in SeaTac. This proposition targets the bigger companies that support the airport, specifically non-unionized hotels, food service, rental car agencies, and the contractors who work for the airlines. The spokeswoman for the Proposition 1 campaign, Heather Weiner, says this wage floor would apply to more than 6,000 people.
Many of them work many overtime hours, and yet they still qualify for public assistance.
Weiner's a lawyer who's worked in the past for organized labor. And in fact, this initiative is very much the union's baby. They've been trying to get back at Alaska Airlines, that's the hub airline here at SeaTac, since it laid off its unionized baggage handlers in 2005. That work was outsourced and wages fell. But Weiner says there's also a broader principle here.
We as the taxpayers here in King County pay property taxes to help maintain the airport. We should have good jobs at a publicly subsidized facility like this.
Similar wage floors are already the rule at airports in Los Angeles and San Francisco. It makes strategic sense for higher wage campaigners to focus on airports, since they can't just pick up and move to cheaper cities. But that's cold comfort to Rick Forschler. He's a member of the SeaTac City Council, and he opposes the initiative. He worries about what it might do to labor costs outside this airport.
If other people are making $15 an hour, you're competing with them for employees. Whether or not you're required to pay them that.
That sentiment is echoed by national conservative groups who are now weighing in here with both talking points and money. In fact, the SeaTac vote seems to be part of a broader national debate.
There's a lot of these isolated fights going on now. Pretty remarkable the last year, year and a half.
David Newmark is an economics professor at the University of California, Irvine, and he studies minimum wages. He points to the recent protests about low pay at fast food restaurants and the attempt to force higher wages on Walmart in Washington, D.C. He regards these minimum wage fights as a strategic move by America's embattled unions.
They need to, and they have started to, organize in the low-wage sector or to do things that will, in some sense, give them higher and more positive visibility in the low-wage sector.
If the $15 wage passes, Newmark predicts there'll be some job losses, though he says it's hard to say for sure at a jurisdiction as small as SeaTac. One thing's for sure, the workers who keep their jobs should be pleased. Martin Costi, NPR News.